why do we always feel kind of funny about a person who is not involved in doing something? Now, I'm serious about this. This is a good question to ask. Why? Now, if you're walking down the street and you see a guy, let's say he's picking nits off the back of frogs, we'll say, and he's down on his knees doing this. Somehow, you don't say, what are you wasting? You're nut. What are you doing there? What are you fool? You're idler. Idiot. No, he's concerned with something. But you continue to walk a little bit, and there you see a guy sprawled out on the top of the Coke machine. He's looking up at the clouds and the birds. He is observing the glories of the universe that he is an infinitesimally small part of. He's observing that. The magnetic lines of force are moving through his body. By the way, do you know that the magnetic lines of force are right now moving through your body, friend? That occurred to you? No, seriously. Now I'm going to have to get very technical here for you in just a moment. This is not a diversion from the main theme here. That now, if you take the globe, if you look at the Earth now, we're going to get very basic physics here. If you look at the Earth, it's not really round. You know, it's kind of like a bad football. It is not round. The Earth is not round, contrary to popular opinion. It's kind of elongated. It's like a cantaloupe. You know how cantaloupe? That's really the way the Earth is actually shaped, you see. Now, at the North Pole, magnetic pole, and the South magnetic pole, you have literally a magnetic situation going there. If you can imagine the Earth as a giant magnet, that's really what it is. Now, what is a magnet? Well, we could go into magnetic lines, of course. I could go into Kirchhoff's law here. I can go into the hysteresis theories. By the way, hysteresis is a thing that most of us have. As opposed to hysteria. Now, I'm going to give you a theory. Any of you doctors out there interested in the theory here, that hysteria is something when you go, that's hysteria. Hysteresis is something else. Hysteresis is that vague sense of nervousness that the hounds of hell are nipping at your hocks all the time. Now, that's hysteresis. Now what is hysteresis? Oh, boy, I don't know whether I should get deeply involved in this or not, but let's put it on this basis, that those lines of force, if you can imagine... Now, give me a moment here. Now, don't get nervous out there. I know that when you get close to the truth, everybody gets nervous and wants to go out and get a drink of water and fool around and start pushing things around again. But now, from the North Pole to the South Pole, if you can imagine that globe in your mind, there are lines that go right through the air. Yes, they do. They go right through the atmosphere and connect the North Pole and the South Pole. Now, those lines cover the entire Earth. Now, they are thicker in some places than they are in others. But they are constant all the way from the North Pole down to the South. Those are called magnetic lines of force. Now, you're listening to me on a radio, I presume, unless you're psychic. Hey, George, now see, you get into that problem again. Already it's the unknown. But you're listening to me, I presume, on some cheapy little radio out there. Now, how do you think you're listening to me? Seriously. Do you think it's magic? Do you think I just holler here at the radio station and this thing has big ears in the back or something and picks it up? Or do you think I'm in there somehow? I'm a little thing in there. How do you think it works? Most guys are totally at a loss as to how this little crummy thing works with all this noise and the commercials and all that coming out. But it really is a fantastic miracle. It literally is. And it involves, among other things, magnetic lines of force. Now, what happens when you walk through a magnetic line of force? Ah-ha-ha! Now we're coming into something. If you take a conductor, now a conductor is anything that conducts electricity, and if you think you don't, you stick your finger into the plug down there for 30 seconds, you'll find you conducted pretty good, Dad. Your eyeballs will pop and your ears will sweat and your teeth start itching, and you know you're getting the shock. That means you're conducting electricity. You are a conductor, as opposed to an insulator, which does not conduct electricity. Now, when a conductor moves through a line of force at right angles, a tiny voltage is generated in that conductor. Right, Nat? Exactimo. All right, now, that's how generators work. I'm telling you how do you think a generator works? You revolve that generator, but here's what you're really doing in a generator. You revolve a coil of wire rapidly through lines of force that are created either by an electromagnet or by a permanent magnet, and by George, that little coil of wire begins to have a voltage in it. It literally generates a voltage in there. That's called generating. Are you learning something there, friends? See, radio is not a total loss. Now you're following me here, see. Now, what you're learning, of course, is totally useless to you, but it liable to scare the daylights out of you when we get to the end of it. Now, all right, now you're following me there. Now, Now, these lines of force exist around the Earth, just like a great big magnet that you might have in your generator, you might have in the voice coil, the field coil of the radio set, the speaker that you're listening to here. It's all there. Now, move a conductor through those lines of force and you generate a voltage. Friend, do you realize that every day of your life you are moving through lines of force and there are tiny voltages being generated in you? Literally. That's right. You are walking around and these little voltages are being generated in you, and the faster you run, the faster the voltage goes. Right? Believe me. Now, we are moving much faster than we ever moved before in this world. That when a guy, you know, when it took a guy 14 days to move from one cave to the next, struggling through the jungle, he did not generate much voltage. Now you understand that the faster you grind a generator, the more voltage is created, right, Nat? The faster you grind, have you ever had a wind-up telephone? You grind this thing, well, the faster you grind it, the more voltage is generated, and the louder the bell rings. This exactly happens with mankind. That the faster we travel, the more voltage we create. Now, if you are running, if you run down the street, you're creating X voltage. If you get in your car and let's say you go 5 miles an hour, you generate one volt, let's say, 5 miles an hour, you're running down the street. Now, if you go down the street at 30 miles an hour, you are generating, what is it? You're generating 6 times 1 or 6 volts. Or is it an equal? No, I don't think that. I think it goes up logarithmically, doesn't it? It's direct. Yeah, that's right. It's a direct ratio. Yeah, 1 to 1 there. So, all right, now what happens when you're going 100 miles an hour? What happens when you're going 600 miles an hour? You got a plane load of nervous people. I'm telling you, with stuff shooting out of their eyes, sparks, they are generating anywhere from 400 to 550 volts. You put a voltmeter on the top of their head and stick one on their foot, and that thing is going to be swinging all the time. No wonder they're drinking like, come on, bring that up quick. Now, I will add to that confusion, since this is just natural stuff. What do you think this radio station is transmitting out towards you? Huh? I'll tell you, that ain't Cracker Jack. This radio station is generating all kinds of stuff. Do you know that in the early days of radio, there everybody blamed everything that happened on radio? In other words, in 1923 or something, it's a historical fact, when KDKA went on the air, the early radio stations, of course, this was like magic to everybody. It was fantastic. They could hear stuff right out of the air. And then they began to worry about what was in the air. They said, well, what are these guys sending? And people were beginning to say that all these words that were in the air were beginning to be rotting their brain. Well, of course, little did they realize that they were actually speaking the truth. But in those days, they... speaking of brain rotters, let's give them a couple of commercials here. We'll be back in 120 seconds after this fun moment here. Now, wait a minute. Don't get alarmed. I can imagine 18 million people are turning off their radio now and putting it in the bathtub and running water on it to keep the evil spirits out. Oh, no. You're going to have to kill a lot more than just that poor little transistor radio, because you see there's other stuff working. Now what about your television set? Are you aware that your television set is not only a receiver, it is also a very, very effective transmitter? How many people know that their TV set transmits like mad? And if you have a proper receiver, you can literally pick up the signal from your TV set. That means you're walking around in the living room every day when you're watching Ed Sullivan or the Arlene Francis show. That little TV set is transmitting stuff, and you're sitting there right in the way of it, and it's working on your liver and your brain. It's making have you noticed how your knees have been hurting lately ever since television came in? Oh, I don't like to make any accusations here, but if the shit fits, by George, television industry handle that one. Been a lot of people getting bad teeth, too, ever since the Ed Sullivan show came on. Now, I am not making any accusations. I am just laying it out there as a theory. As a scientist, I am saying to you there's a lot of stuff floating around the air that nobody's talking about. That's all. I don't like to lay any accusations out there, but you know, I suspect that one day, believe me, now, let's carry it even a little further than that now. Now, in 1922 and 1923, when the first radio stations came on the air, this was literally pure magic to the people of the time. Now, the fascinating aspect to magic is that what is magic? Magic is you can give it a lot of definitions, but one thing that magic is, it's something that's unexplainable. It is not explainable. It's a phenomena that occurs without any logical explanation. Well, that makes magic, that really is magic then, because most people cannot logically explain how radio works. So it still remains magic to the large percentage of the population. Now, there it is. It was magic. Now, what else does magic have to do? Well, it has properties of either growth or destruction. Magic is never a thing that works in a vacuum. And so when you find that in the certain tribes in the uncivilized areas, when they refer to magic, they will say magic cures. They will also say magic kills. They're both parallel. They never just say magic is fun. That's not enough. Not real magic, you see. And so back in 1922 and 23, when the first radio stations began to go on the air, all the peasants all throughout the entire width and breadth of this country began to worry about what was in the air. They said, what's that? And they began to blame everything. All natural phenomena suddenly was explained by that. Are you aware that there were large bodies of people who said that the drought, there was a big drought of 1923, it was caused by radio stations? Yeah, I'm telling you the historical fact. I'm not inventing this. That there were lobbies in Congress that said, "Do away with this. You're messing around with the air. Do away with this." The drought was caused by. Of course, they'd had droughts all the way back. They talk about droughts in the Bible, you see. But now suddenly we knew what it was caused by. Those rotten guys with the commercials. They're doing it. They're the devil. And also a large number of people began to feel that their heart trouble was now cured because of radio. Are you aware of that? That large numbers of people said for the first time they felt good, that radio had cured their arthritis, that listening to Ma Perkins somehow fixed their liver. Oh, yeah. elderly ladies would believe this, and they would sit in front of their radio by the hour with the radio turned on, firmly believing that their condition, which was always my condition, their condition was being helped by radio. Others, incidentally, were equally afraid. They were totally. They would not allow a radio for miles around in their house. They would just scream like mad. It was going to kill them. A heart attack. All of the rest of this stuff. Well, this continued for up until about the mid 1930s and began to slowly drizzle off. People began to slowly accept radio as being part of the natural order of things. Now, of course, we've got a new one. Of course, I can even go earlier than that. You know that in the late 1800s, when electricity itself was discovered as an actual natural phenomenon, people began to blame all the natural things, the rain, the avalanches. It was all blamed on electricity. Now we're doing it with the atom bomb. Large numbers of people believe that the rain is caused by the weather. Bad weather. That's atom bombs. Bad weather. Atom bombs. They did that. Bad weather, drought. Have you noticed that the winters are getting different now, they'll say, ever since they had the atom bombs? Ever since now, you can't tell me that there's no connection there. They'll cover it up, of course. They'll cover it up. There's a guy sitting up there. He's afraid of magic. It's magic. It's doing it again.